This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. It's been an extraordinary morning for remembrance and reflection. Ceremonies have been held throughout the world to memorialize the victims of last September's terrorist attacks. Much of the attention was on the three sites where the hijacked planes crashed. Here are bagpipes at the site of the World Trade Center, President Bush speaking outside the Pentagon, and a reading of names of some of the victims near the small town of Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
One year ago, men and women and children were killed here because they were Americans. And because this place is a symbol to the world of our country's might and resolve.
Jason Dahl. Leroy Homer Jr.
Some of the most moving tributes this morning came not just from the speakers, but from the faces and voices of those in the crowd. Nuita Nadera is originally from the Philippines. She and her extended family went to the World Trade Center site today to remember her first cousin. She hopes that attending today's ceremony will be therapeutic for all those who lost a family member in the attack.
Looking at the pictures of everyone here and all the people who are gathered here today give us the opportunity to think that we are not alone in our agony, because the 1 year didn't give us the chance to heal the wounds. We are looking forward into putting an end to our agony.
People also gathered south of the World Trade Center site in Battery Park, where they could see the Statue of Liberty and the ferries traversing New York Harbor. Sandra Benedetto lives in West Greenwich Village. She walked along the Hudson River just north of Battery Park to remember the events of a year ago.
I wanted to find an appropriate way for myself to pay respects and to think about the people who have lost their lives. I did not lose anybody close to me, but I felt that to take just a few stems of flowers and to throw them in the river would be a way of expressing some of the loss that I feel being a New Yorker, and really just marking the lives of the many people who perished.
At the Pentagon, Michael Mayhew, who lives across from the complex, says the memorial has brought him some relief.
It feels like it's not a time to be sad anymore. It's a time to be proud and a time to stand up and look at what we can accomplish. And the feeling's kind of overwhelming. I really thought I'd go into the day being really just overwhelmingly sad, but I feel more proud and just free.
Rob Schwartz worked on the reconstruction of the building. He's amazed at the pace of that rebuilding.
That's the reason that I'm an American. You know, for to be a part of something like this, that the people can come together and do something that, you know, just has never been done before.
And in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, people gathered in the field where United Flight 93 crashed. Dave Lamps is from Altoona, Pennsylvania, about an hour's drive from Shanksville. While he didn't know anyone on Flight 93, Lamp says he went to today's service as a gesture of his support for the war on terrorism.
Too many of the people I talk to have no resolve for, you know, taking care of this. And if you go about your day-to-day, that's fine. But you have to keep that resolve to take care of this. It's not going to take care of itself, and we can't do it diplomatically because they will not take any diplomatic measures from us. It has to be done with force.
But today's ceremony, Lamp says, still served as an essential part of the grieving process for all involved.
There's really no closure, but there's healing, and this is a big step for all these families of people that died here to really get their healing process going.